Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Ken and Lynette Hagin.
The man was healed not on Paul's faith, not because Paul was an apostle. He was healed because he had faith. Now, where did he get faith? The first part of the verse said the same heard Paul speak. He got faith to be healed by hearing Paul speak. Well, what did Paul speak? If we can find out what he spoke, if we can speak the same thing, then we can get faith into people to be healed. Anybody could do it. Seventh verse. And there refers to Lystra, Derbe, cities of Lycaonia, and the region that rise round about. And there, in Lystra, they preached the gospel.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Today you'll hear more from Kenneth E. Hagin on his teaching, Incline Thine Ear, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
So you'll locate them by what they say. So this woman, when I said, what did you come for? She said, well, I guess I came for that Holy Ghost business. I know from what she said, she don't know a thing in the world about the Holy Ghost. Don't know a thing in the world about what the Bible said about the Holy Ghost. Because Jesus said, I will pray the Father, and He, the Father, will send you another Comforter that He may abide with you forever. Not a matter of it, or that thing, it's Him. Praise God, a divine, supernatural personality. And so, I said, well, have you been born again? Are you a child of God? Well, she said, I think I'm just about as much saved as you or anybody else I know of. Now, you can locate a person pretty quick like that, can't you? You know they've come for argument. But see, it's right there in front of the whole church, you see. Everybody can hear over the microphone what's being said. And so then this lady asked me, said, are you an apostle? Well, I said, no, not that I know of. If I am, I don't know it. Well, what are you doing laying hands on people then to receive the Holy Ghost? She's going to try to expose me, see, there in front of my own crowd. Oh, I said, I see you. See, and I just played the rope out and let her hang herself right in front of everybody. Oh, I said, I see you. I got her located, you see. I don't tell her I got you located. I just play it on out. Oh, I said, I see you know your New Testament. Oh, yeah, she said, we speak where the New Testament speaks and are silent where it's silent. I said, well, the apostles, now they could do that. They could lay hands on the sick and they'd get healed. They could lay hands on people and they'd get filled with the Holy Ghost. But when the last apostle died, then all that ceased. Oh, yes, she said, that's right. Yes, we speak where the New Testament speaks and are silent where it's silent. I said, the difference between me and you is that you claim to and lie about it and I actually do it. I said, what about Ananias? She said, Ananias who? I said, Ananias in the 9th chapter of Acts. Was he an apostle? And I reached on the pulpit and got my Bible, opened it, and handed it to her. I said, read that verse. And she read, there was a certain disciple in the church, Damascus, named in the city there, named Ananias. And then I said, read the 17th verse. She read, and Ananias entered in and putting his hands on him, said, Brother Saul, the Lord, even Jesus, that appeared to thee in the way as thou camest, has sent me, that thou mightest receive thy sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost. I said, that's the Ananias I'm talking about. Was he an apostle? She said, I didn't know that was in there. I said, well, it is, and he wasn't an apostle. How come God to use him? She had my Bible back, started to walk off. I said, wait a minute, come back up here, come back here. You started it, I'm going to finish it. You wanted to know why I laid hands on people, to be healed and to be filled with the Holy Ghost. I do it for the same reason Ananias did. Jesus appeared to me in a vision and instructed me to do so. See, I speak where the New Testament speaks. Amen. And she muttered, I didn't know that was in there. I didn't know that. I just didn't know that. I said, you hang around, I'm liable to tell you something else in there you didn't know. Amen. Thank God for the Word. Amen. I said, thank God for the Word. Amen. I said, thank God for the Word. Amen. Well, now she thought she was going to expose me, you know, right there in front of my crowd. But she got exposed. Praise God for the word. Now, Paul healeth a cripple. Well, Paul didn't heal the man. The man had faith to be healed. We just got through reading that. Look at the latter part of that ninth verse. He had faith to be healed. Who had faith? The man did. Now, if you want to, as we read on reading here, it says, when the people saw what Paul had done, see, they didn't understand how he'd done it. See, we could do the same thing. Oh, yeah, but Paul was an apostle. No, this wasn't done because Paul was an apostle. Amen. This wasn't done because of gifts of the Spirit operating Amen. Through Paul. This wasn't done because Paul was inspired to the Spirit to say to the crippled man, rise up and walk. No, the man had faith. Paul just perceived he had faith to be healed and said, stand up right on the feet, and the man acted his faith. The man was healed not on Paul's faith, not because Paul was an apostle. He was healed because he had faith. Now, where did he get faith? The first part of the verse said the same, heard Paul speak. He got faith to be healed by hearing Paul speak. Well, what did Paul speak? If we can find out what he spoke, if we can speak the same thing, then we can get faith into people to be healed. Anybody could do it. Seventh verse. And there refers to Lystra, Derbe, cities of Lycaonia, and the region that rise round about. And there, in Lystra, they preached the gospel. The gospel. The gospel.
Amen.
Everybody say the gospel.
The gospel.
Say it again.
The gospel.
Say it again.
The gospel.
Well, now, is the healing of the body, this man's body was healed, because he is a cripple, lame, cripple. From his mother's womb, never had walked, is healing, does it have anything to do with the gospel? Well, yeah, but healing's been done away with. Well, if it has, the gospel's been done away with then. Oh, that old worn-out theory of man. You know what a theory is, don't you? It's a supposition established upon the ignorance of the subject under discussion. That old worn-out theory. Healing's been done away with. The last apostle died, all that ceased. No, if the gospel is preached, then folks can get faith to be healed today just as much as they could then. But alas, alas, instead of the gospel being preached, only portions of it are preached. Preach means to proclaim or to tell. Only portions of it are proclaimed. Now, let me ask you this question. There's no doubt about it. I mean, nobody will argue with that point. I mean, if you can read, you have to accept the fact that the man himself, the crippled man, had faith to be healed. He is healed on his own faith, wasn't he?
Yes.
Wasn't he?
Yes.
Could he have gotten faith to be healed of a lifelong crippled condition by just hearing, and don't misunderstand me, we're not belittling it just because we said, but by just hearing that Jesus died for our sins according to the Scriptures?
No.
No. He could have got faith to receive remission of sins.
Right.
And many do by hearing that. But is that the gospel? No, it's just a part of the gospel. Now, don't misunderstand me. It's an important part. All of it's important. I don't believe there's anything about the gospel that's unimportant. Amen.
Amen.
You see, you get faith by hearing. Faith for what? Whatever it is. Whatever it is, you get faith for that by hearing. Are you listening?
Amen.
Whatever it is, you get faith for. Now, for instance, faith for salvation. That is, to be born again. Salvation includes healing also. You understand that whole thing. But just to be born again or receive remission of sins. You get faith for that by hearing. We know that from what Paul said in Romans. Because he said there in Romans 9 and 10, 10th chapter, 9, 10th verse, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in your heart God raised him from the dead, you'll be saved. For with the heart man breathes into righteousness, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Went on to say, there's no difference between the Jew and the Greek or the Gentile, that God is rich in mercy toward all that call upon him. Whosoever call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. How shall they call on him in whom they've not believed? How shall they believe in him of whom they've not heard? And you go back and read a proof text of that in the 10th and 11th chapters of the Acts of the Apostles about Cornelius, a Jewish proselyte who was serving God in the religion of the Jews, you know, and walking all the land he had. And his prayer and his alms came up as a memorial before God. He hadn't heard about Jesus, didn't know that he'd come and died. And an angel appeared to him. And the angel couldn't tell him how to be saved. Angels cannot tell people how to be saved. God's ordained that men should preach the gospel. And so the angel couldn't tell him how to be saved, but he could tell him where to get somebody. And he said, you go to Joppa and inquire in the house of Simon the Tanner for one Simon Peter. And look at Acts 11th chapter. And what is it, about the 14th verse somewhere down there, it said, who, that means Peter, when he is come, will tell thee words whereby thou and thy house shall be saved.
Yes, yes.
Men are saved by hearing words. Why? Because faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Men are filled with the Holy Ghost by hearing words. Why? Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Men get answers to prayer by hearing words. The word of God. God said, but my God shall supply all of his need, according to his riches in your need, according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Or find any other scripture that covers whatever you're praying about. Now, when you get beyond the word of God, you're going to have to hear.
That's right.
And if you haven't heard from heaven, you won't have faith for it.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, you see, whatever God asks you to do, he'll give you faith to do it. That's where special faith comes in. But it's also true, whatever he calls you to do, he'll give you faith to do it. If he calls you to preach, he'll give you faith to preach. Call you to the ministry. Now that's the reason he'll give you special faith. You see, in the Great Commission, there is healing for the sick. They lay hands on the sick. Doesn't say a word in the world about them raising the dead. Now Jesus did under his ministry raise the dead. And the apostles, you've got one or two cases of them doing that. But that's not part of the Great Commission. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name. Number one, they'll cast out devils. Number two, they'll speak a new tongue. Number three, they'll take up serpents. Number four, if they drink any deadly thing and not hurt them. Number five, they'll lay hands on the sick and shall recover.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, Craig Hagin, Lynette Hagin, and Denise Hagin Burns by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's offer. First, we're offering Pastor Kenneth Hagin's CD, How to Grow in Love, along with his book titled, The Healer's in Your House. Next is Reverend Lynette Hagin's CD, Whatever You Need, God's Got It. Finally, we have Kenneth E. Hagin's DVD, Bringing Back the King. All these items are for the special price of only $30. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126. Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so email us today at partnerservice@rhema.org. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Two-day cyber sale, December the 1st and 2nd, starts on Monday, 12:01 a.m. and goes through Tuesday at 11:59 p.m. Central Standard Time. 50% off of almost everything in our products, Faith Library
Faith Library Publications.
Yes. So you can go to rhema.org for all the details.
Tomorrow on Rhema for Today, we'll continue Kenneth E. Hagin's life-changing teaching. That's next time on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.